Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Haggitude. Reimagining the Second Half of Life by Sharon Blackie is a transformative exploration for those entering the latter stages of their journey. Blackie, a renowned author, psychologist, and mythologist, delves into the narratives and archetypes that have shaped societal perceptions of aging. She challenges the mainstream idea that the later years of life are a mere winding down, offering instead a powerful reinterpretation of aging as a chance for rejuvenation and empowerment. The book invites readers to embrace their inner wisdom, cultural roots, and personal myths to find deeper meaning and purpose during the second half of life. With a mix of mythical stories, personal insights, and cultural critiques, Blackie proposes a paradigm shift that celebrates the richness and potential inherent in the aging process. Haggitude is a clarion call to redefine old age not as a dwindling path, but as an enriching new stage of our hero's journey, full of mystery, wisdom, and significance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of myths and archetypes. Sharon Blackie begins her exploration with the potent role of myths and archetypes in shaping our perceptions of aging. She argues that contemporary society lacks positive archetypes for aging individuals, especially women, predominantly viewing them through the lens of decline and irrelevance. Blackie resurrects powerful archetypes from folklore and mythology, such as the wise woman or the crone, who embody wisdom, strength, and renewal. These enduring figures offer alternative narratives that challenge the conventional notions of age as synonymous with weakness. Through engaging storytelling, Blackie illustrates how embracing these archetypes can provide a fresh and empowering way to perceive the aging process. By reconnecting with these age-old narratives, individuals can forge a sense of identity that is rooted in timelessness, maturity, and grace, enabling them to navigate their later years with dignity and purpose. Secondly, redefining the narrative of aging. One of the central themes of Haggitude is the redefinition of the aging narrative. Blackie stresses the importance of rewriting the stories we tell ourselves about what it means to age. In modern culture, aging is often viewed negatively, associated with loss of vitality and relevance. Blackie counters this by highlighting examples from various cultures where elderhood is celebrated and revered. Her argument is that the stories and roles assigned to older individuals should reflect the true depth and capabilities of maturity, rather than stereotypes of decline. By advocating for a shift in societal narratives, Blackie encourages readers to see old age as a time of continued growth, creativity, and influence. This reimagining of the aging story allows for a more positive, fulfilling, and productive experience in one's later years. Thirdly, cultural influences on perceptions of age. Blackie intricately examines how cultural attitudes affect our perceptions of aging. She compares different cultural narratives, highlighting both Western and indigenous storytelling traditions. In many traditional cultures, elders are valued as custodians of cultural wisdom and community continuity, whereas contemporary Western narratives often neglect the importance of elderhood. Blackie argues for retrieving these lost stories and valuing the experiences and wisdom of the older generation. This reinterpretation fundamentally transforms how individuals perceive their worth and roles as they age, encouraging a more inclusive societal view that values all ages. This broader cultural perspective helps readers understand the impact of societal conditioning on personal identity and how it restricts potential during aging. By exploring these diverse narratives, Blackie challenges readers to not only embrace their current stage of life, but also to advocate for cultural change that acknowledges the profound contributions of elderhood. Fourthly, the role of personal myths and self-discovery. Blackie emphasizes the importance of personal myths and narratives in the journey of self-discovery during aging. She encourages readers to delve into their personal histories and experiences to unearth unique myths that resonate with their life journeys. Through exercises and reflective practices, Blackie guides readers in crafting their personal narratives that honor their past while embracing personal transformation. This process is vital for developing a sense of continuity and purpose, which combats the identity erosion often felt during later life stages. By actively shaping their life stories, individuals can harness a newfound sense of empowerment and direction. Blackie's insights depict personal myths as living stories that adapt and change, much like aging itself, and serve as vehicles for personal evolution and healing throughout one's elderhood. Lastly, embracing change and personal growth. A profound theme in Hagitude is the necessity of embracing change to foster personal growth during aging. Blackie describes aging as a dynamic process involving continual adaptation and renewal. She encourages readers to remain open to change as a way to cultivate resilience and creativity. Accepting the inevitable physical and psychological shifts that accompany aging allows individuals to transform apparent limitations into opportunities for personal development. Blackie suggests that by staying curious and open, rather than resisting change, one can find beauty in the evolving nature of their identity. The author provides practical advice and inspiration to help readers reframe their perception of aging from a period of stagnation to a vibrant stage of new possibilities. This viewpoint shifts the focus from fearing the unknowns of aging to embracing the journey with eagerness and confidence. In conclusion, Hagitude. Reimagining the second half of life is a compelling read for anyone approaching or navigating the later stages of life, particularly those who seek a more inspiring and meaningful narrative for aging. This book is especially beneficial for individuals feeling disenfranchised by traditional views of growing older. By integrating mythical, cultural, and personal narratives, Blackie provides a holistic view that empowers readers to embrace aging as an enriching phase of life. For readers wondering how to find continued purpose, develop resilience, and redefine their identities, Hagitude offers practical guidance and profound wisdom. This book can greatly benefit anyone interested in personal growth, resilience, and self-empowerment beyond midlife, providing the tools and insights to see aging as an opportunity to reflect, renew, and imagine their best potential. The ideas presented can transform how one experiences aging, turning it into a period celebrated for its depth and potential beyond mere physical vitality. If you would like to support Sharon Blackie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.